Morning, we'll call the April 10th, 2018 Sussex County Council meeting to order. First thing is the approval of the agenda, Mr. Lawson.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. At this time, I see no recommendations to today's agenda.
Entertained a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. We had the minutes of March 20th. Any corrections or questions?
None.
Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Mr. President, I have none.
Any correspondence from council?
Yes, I do.
Mr. Arlett.
I want to share to the public that I did receive, dated April the 2nd of 2018, correspondence from our chairman of the Planning and Zoning Commission, who is Chairman Martin Ross. And it states, Mr. Arlett, this letter is to inform you of my decision to retire from the Planning and Zoning Commission upon completing my current term, which ends June 30, 2018. Being born and raised in Sussex County, it has been a special honor to be asked to serve county government for the past 9 years. Casting thousands of votes over this time span, I have developed a deep appreciation for the effort it takes property owners to get permission to use their land. I pray in government we never forget our oath of office to honor the rights of each individual property owner. Please keep this in mind as you consider my replacement. May God bless and guide you in your continued service to Sussex County, signed by Martin L. Ross. So I wanted to share that with you all because I think it's important. Marty is a servant of this county. He has been chairman of the Planning and Zoning Commission, I guess, for about a year, I think, is when he was about a year?
9 years.
No. Chairman. So, and he has spent many, many hours putting together the comp plan for all of us in this county. So I just wanted to announce this. And anybody who has any interest, they have to be a physical resident of District 5. Because of the rules of the code, we currently have 3 Republicans on the Planning and Zoning Commission. Therefore, this person has to be either an independent or a registered Democrat. So if you have any interest, if you're hearing this message, please let myself personally know or our staff here in the county as we move forward with a replacement for Chairman Marty Ross. Thank you, sir.
Any more correspondence? Public comment, Mr. Guy. Thank you. Paul Rieger.
Paul Rieger, 18171 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown, Delaware. Last night, Board of Adjustment meeting. First meeting, they didn't take a break. Got everybody out of there 15 minutes earlier. Excellent job. Second thing, the ordinances seem to make an effect that you had passed at the last county council meeting. Positive way, saving the residents and people coming in, monetary and time benefits. Still not sure about the ones coming in for requesting with the 5-foot setbacks on the underside lots, whether that medical hardship or not medical, economical hardship still applies or not. The other thing though, and the main reason why I went last night, is concerning a commercial kennel application. And I've been trying to figure out what the special use exception and a variance exception, or a variance for the building, for the kennels, or for, in general, with the animals. Last night they came in for a commercial kennel license. When you have to come in under 5 acres for a special use for a commercial kennel license, but on 5 acres, the only thing that says for commercial for permitted use is dog kennels commercial, provided that any open pens, runs, cages, or kennels shall be located at least 200 feet from any lot line. Now, to me, 200 feet setback, no matter where those dogs, when you go over the 5, you still need a variance for the building, the house, or the kennel, or whatever you're going for. But during the meeting, it was brought up that the person only needed a special use variance for the commercial kennel per se. My interpretation from understanding this and trying to read through this just in simple things and understanding it is, wouldn't the residents need the variance for the kennel itself if you're not putting nothing outside? Because you're still fencing in the backyard. Now, instead of giving it a contained area, you're now enclosing the whole backyard to give them full run of the pen, which if you're a 100-something-foot lot, how do you even come close to the 200-foot setback? So there seems to be disagreement on that. The county as a whole last night seemed to just say if the animals are inside. But it's where I'm going with this, and I've said this before. Most of the county lots are 150 feet wide. So if you have 5.01 acres at a 150-foot lot, and you want to have dogs, you want to go into a commercial, you're already a permitted use for a commercial dog kennel license on 5 acres. So all you have to do is, if you want to just do a commercial kennel in Sussex County on 5.01 acres, and say, look, my garage is their kennel, which ain't considered a kennel. Put in your 25, 30 dogs, fence in your whole complete property, open the door up at 8 o'clock in the morning, let those 25 dogs run, and you're completely in code. But now if you have to, you put in a 10 by 10 cage, now I guess they consider that a pen. Where I would think that the whole backyard would be considered one big open pen in it to incorporate it. It's just getting back to where with the horses and the commercial kennel with this 200-foot setback, I know you're busy with a lot of other stuff, but this stuff has got to be brought in with the definition of a farm, with all of this concerning the dogs, the livestock, everything, because you will have people who can use the same reference, say, I want chickens, I want a dog, I want goats, I have a garage. Hey, it's not a feedlot, not a stable. My garage can now house them, and you can put them on 75-foot lots with no problem.
Thank you, sir. Dan Kramer.
How slow can we go?
Good morning. My name is Dan Kramer. You're just getting old as ever. Anyhow, it's like this here. Marty Ross is going to retire, right? One of the best men we got. He worked on the land use plan. But guess what? It doesn't mean a thing because you guys have all screwed it up.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day. Next thing on the agenda is our consent agenda. We have 3 items. Wastewater Agreement number 984-18, Sussex County Project number 81-04, Coastal Club, Land Base 7, Phase A, Construction Record of the Gosley Creek Planning Area. Number 2, Wastewater Agreement number 891-3, Sussex County Project number 81-04, Tidewater Landing, Phase 2 of the Western Hills Expansion North Planning Area. And Wastewater Agreement number 1051, Sussex County Project number 81-04, Americana Bayside, Nelson Property, Phases 1 and 2, Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District. Any questions, concerns? Entertained a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second. Mr. Arlett. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Mr. Lawson?
Thank you. Next item of business is the County Administrator's Report for April 10, 2018. Item number 1. The next Sussex County Council Comprehensive Land Use Plan Workshop will be held on Wednesday, April 11th at 9:30 a.m. in Council Chambers. A copy of the agenda is attached. Item 2, per the attached Engineering Department fact sheets, the following projects have received substantial completion. Schofield Phases 2 and 3, effective March 20th. Windmill Woods Phase 1, effective April 2nd. And Saddle Ridge Phase 1A, effective April 3rd. And item 3, it is with sadness that we note the passing of County Pensioner Howard Clendaniel on March 19th. Mr. Clendaniel began his career with Sussex County in January 1991 and served as Register for the Register of Wills until January 1999. Mr. Clendaniel was re-elected to the position of Register in the Register of Wills office in January of 99 until his retirement in January of 2007. We wish to extend our condolences to the entire Clendaniel family.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Wayne Kilgo, Tower and License Agreement for Broadband Expansion. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. President and members of the Council. I'm asking Council to consider the agreement in your packet for the approval. I'd like to present a few slides to show the need for such an agreement. So what we're asking for is to incentivize wireless internet service providers. So why are we incentivizing them first when we're looking to provide broadband to Sussex County? Well, we know rural fiber to provide internet to our rural areas is not economical. It's very costly. It's thousands per mile, tens of thousands. Significant broadband deserts exist in Sussex County. We're 428th in the country out of counties. Affordable wired broadband is still out of reach.
Out of 3,069, for those that are wondering.
Affordable broadband, wired broadband is still out of reach for many rural areas where access beyond 10 megabits is rare. So a lot of people are depending on Verizon Wireless, your AT&T's cellular services for internet broadband. Many Sussex County constituencies and businesses have limited or non-existent access to options for affordable broadband. Right here I have a map that our GIS, County GIS Department worked on, and it provides, it's a living and breathing map that we provided to all of our broadband providers that are interested in providing broadband to the county. So this map has a lot of different features on it. It provides the fiber locations, the areas that we have no connectivity.
Pull those mics up a little bit, but you're so tall. No, you're one of them at least.
So what we have here is the red shows all county tower sites owned by the county. The gray is state towers within Sussex County. So we've worked with DTI and DivCom to get an agreement to gain access to all state towers to negotiate an incentive to provide for such wireless internet service providers. So what does this do for Sussex County? It serves our residents and businesses, provides economic growth, and we can have data centers. So a lot of companies can come here and provide data services, sell data center space for large corporations.
And so what's wrong using satellites?
Satellite has a high latency. So I'll give you an example. The USDA does not consider satellite as a true proven service, internet service to our rural areas. So it's not even considered.
Rural Farm advertises all the time for satellite to be used in the rural area.
It does, but satellite also requires telecom service to do uploads. And like I say, the latency, the slowness in the response when you hit enter, it takes a while to get a response from any web page.
You just
want to
wait a little bit, right?
You have to wait a lot.
You have a motion, sir?
Yes, I do. Just one key thing. This is another step that you, the council, council's efforts to expand broadband in Sussex County is much appreciated. Let's see, where is my motion? Be it moved that the Sussex County Council hereby approves the agreement for incentivizing wireless internet service providers, Dean Wisp, as presented, and authorize the IT director to execute said agreement with all eligible and qualified Wisp as determined through the request for proposals.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Cole, second. Mr. Arlett, any questions?
Yes, sir.
I got a couple.
Just, I think it's important. Our current budget, Todd, right, we got $1.5 million that were allocated. Is that not correct?
It's $1 million.
$1 million.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I just upped it there, but so $1 million it has been allocated in our current budget.
Correct.
For broadband expansion in this county. A lot
correct.
Of people don't understand that, but this council has been committed. You've been committed as our top consultant, if you would, our employee in the IT world. But I think we also need to know that we got to do this because it's also the kids. A lot of these kids go home, right? Can't do schoolwork. Can't do internet. They can't get access. And I think we have to continue to seek and search new ways to bring high-speed internet to our residents and to those students. So I applaud your effort.
Thank you.
So I just want to
thank
you.
Any more questions?
Okay.
Mr. Burden?
So it's a, it's that green map that you showed. How many towers are we doing? What is the, what services are we going to be providing with this motion?
So basically we're incentivizing wireless broadband providers to gain access.
We're incentivizing wireless broadband providers to gain access to all vertical assets within Sussex County. So we're allowing them access to our Sussex County owned towers free of charge for a period of time. And then for state towers, we're allowing them up a max of 2 years to be on up to two state towers that this county will pay for. We've negotiated a rate with DIFCOM. And after that 2 years, the vendor, WISP, would then pay whatever DIFCOM deems.
So our towers, you're just saying, are come on and attach to our towers, use our towers, and
yes.
Then you're negotiating two other towers.
From the state.
From the state, yes. That we're going to put our equipment on, or we're going to allow others to put
allow equipment. Them to put their equipment on those state towers.
Does that, will that cover that whole area?
Yes. So a lot of the equipment, the technology that a lot of these vendors use, we'll give them a 5 to 6 mile radius. Some of them actually go further than that. So if you know, the county's only...
You got to lean over there a little
so
bit.
So the county is only, you know, we're only so wide. So, you know, when you're looking at 5 to 6 mile radius, it doesn't require that many towers to achieve that. So
right.
We're looking at maybe 5 base stations.
So, and I'm sure that you've... there's a lot of interest in this. You got people saying, hey, you get us on your towers, you'll have internet. Is that kind of where we're going?
Yes. So basically we have had some interest from a lot of wireless providers, even fiber providers, but you know, they've done their assessments of where our dead areas are. We actually note this on this map. So
how many thousand people they have so far?
So the red dots that you see are people that have reported to you guys and to others within the county and said that they have no internet service. So as soon as I get that address, I have our GIS department place those addresses on this map. So this is a living and breathing map that all internet providers have access to, and they can see where people are complaining that they have no service.
Okay.
Are you saying, go ahead.
So this opens up the ability for others to provide internet to the county,
yes.
Not the county to provide internet to.
No, we're not going to be in the internet business.
Okay. So
we're facilitating it is basically.
Yeah. Okay.
We're spearheading it. We're going to, and when do you think full coverage of this county will be achieved?
We have one vendor that is currently working to build up in the west side of the county.
All right.
And around the east side of Georgetown Airport, the industrial park. I'd say they would have service for us probably within a month.
Oh, really? Excellent. Okay.
They will start to turn up service.
Okay.
So, I think they're advertising now.
Great.
So to answer the question, for every resident in this county to have service, you're saying a month?
No.
Well, you got to start somewhere.
Well, that was the question. I'm just trying to clarify the answer.
They're going to start in the areas where they can get their equipment up.
Right.
But they've already started advertising on the west side of the county.
Okay. Any more questions?
Now you said red
Mr.
dot.
Wilson.
This red dot does not have internet there.
The little red dots, yes, they do not. They are people that have sent in. Communication saying that they have a lack, they're underserved for internet.
I live in one of those red dot areas, but nobody's ever asked to put a satellite on my tower. I got a tower that's over 150 feet tall.
Are you advertising?
I'm advertising.
There you go. Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burden?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
No.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And I will say this, Dwayne, publicly, you have spent a lot of time the last year and a half,
yep.
Working on this, getting vendors in here, working with the state. Thank you very much for all of your effort. We appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to move now to the advertised 10:15 public hearing.
I'm ready to help.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. This is the time and place for two public hearings that are scheduled today. There will be a short presentation on each given by Mr. Ashman. After Mr. Ashman gives his presentation, then members of the public will have an opportunity to come forward and voice your opinions on the matter. After that, council can ask further questions and act on the matter at that time. The first one is the Arbor Lynn expansion of Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, West Rehoboth area. Mr. Ashman.
Morning.
Morning, sir.
All right, permission was granted on February 27th for this expansion of the Unified Sanitary Sewer District West Rehoboth area, requested by Limitless Development Consultants, LLC. The engineering department has worked with their consulting engineers to identify a connection for the sewer service. The expansion will consist of 35.46 acres, more or less, and is proposed at 144 equivalent dwelling units. When we requested permission to post, the engineering department requested inclusion of parcel 12401, the small parcel in the lower right-hand corner. We contacted the owner, and he has contacted us back requesting that he not be required to connect to the system. I don't think he has objected to us putting him in the district, just does not want to connect at this time. He has in 2014 put about $1,500 in repairs on his on-site system. So he would not like to connect at this time. The engineering department would recommend inclusion at this time, but it is ultimately your decision as to whether we require them to connect or not at this time. The project would be responsible for system connection charges of $6,360 per EDU based on current rates. And one little hiccup is, since February 27th, we've received a request for annexation for the adjacent parcel, 334-12-125. And I'll circle it in a second. It is asking for inclusion in the sewer district. This parcel is the proposed for the new BB Healthcare Rehoboth Council or campus. And the county can include that at this time, and eliminating the need for another public hearing. That is this large parcel right here. This is the existing BB over here. Now they can actually do an interconnection this way. And that is my presentation.
Okay. Any questions from council?
John, is that 12501, is that just a little pump station that's on that road?
The 12401, the pump station is beside it, but it is a single family home. Or no, 12501 is the water company for
Rehoboth. That little brick building.
Yeah, for Rehoboth.
Okay. Any other questions? If not, is there any member of the public that would like to discuss this issue? Any member of the public that would like to speak on this? Is her hand in the back? Seeing none?
Yep.
Then I do not see anyone coming forward. Mr. Ash, we can close the public hearing at this time, Mr. President.
Close public hearing, close public record. You have a motion, sir?
I have a resolution, but I guess my question is, do we include 125 at this time?
I would say yes.
Say yes.
Sure.
Okay.
Save us another hearing, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Yeah.
Okay, so a resolution to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District to include parcels 334-12-124.01, 127.02, 127.04, 127.05, and 125.00 on the north side of Warrington Road. The parcels are located in the Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, Delaware, recorded in the Office of the Recorder of Deeds in and for Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions?
Yes, I do. Just to clarify, the one which resident did not want to be a part of this?
124.01. It's a small parcel down on the lower right-hand corner.
Okay. Just wanted to reaffirm. Okay.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I'm yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
The next hearing is the Chanley expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, Bethany Beach area. Mr. Ashman.
All right. The engineering department requested permission to prepare and post notices on March 13th, 2018 for this expansion of the Unified Sanitary Sewer District Bethany Beach area. Requested by property owners of parcel 134-17-10, Josh and Sarah Chanley. The parcel was provided a sewer lateral connection as part of a previous project, and the engineering department has requested to include the neighboring parcel 9.00 as part of this expansion, as this parcel was also provided a lateral and is part of a whole sort of in our sewer district. The property owners of parcel 9 were sent a letter explaining all the particulars of being included and the cost, and to date we have heard no response from that property owner. So at this point in time, we would elect to include it at the same time. Expansion will consist of 1.04 acres more or less, and property owners will be responsible for system connection charges of $6,360 per EDU based on current rates.
Any questions from council? If not, is there any member of the public that would like to address this issue? Any member of the public that would like to address this? Come forward, please.
Hi, good morning. I'm Josh Chanley. I requested to be...
If you come up to the mics, please.
Good morning, Josh Chanley. My wife and I bought this property. It's an old rancher, currently on a septic system, and I just want to get included into the upgrade. We're currently about halfway through renovations on the rancher.
Okay, if you'll give us your address too, please.
Sign in there.
My home address or the address of the property?
Your home address.
The home address.
That's it.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak in regards to this issue? Anyone else? Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter.
We'll close public hearing, close public record. And Mr. Eisman, if you have a resolution. Thank you.
Resolution to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District to include parcels 134-17.00-9.00 and 10.00 on the north side of Muddy Neck Road. The parcels are located in the Baltimore 100, Sussex County, Delaware, recorded in the Office of Recorder of Deeds in and for Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, Council. Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Questions on a motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Thank you, sir. Motion carried. We'll back up. Mr.